Thank you all for joining us. I'm pleased to welcome Karen King Mitchell, Director Designee for the Department of Revenue. Karen, it's good to be with you again. As most of you know, Karen and I have served in government together for many years. Yesterday morning, in fact, my administration, along with the Missouri Department of Revenue, bid out the first six of Missouri's 183 motor vehicle license offices. Those six locations where we began the bid process yesterday by sending out are Columbia, Liberty, Mexico, Moberly, St. Charles, and the South Fremont Avenue office in Springfield. Last fiscal year, these six offices generated more than $2.7 million in fees for their owners. The problem, however, was that the owners of these offices were not chosen based on the level of customer service they can provide. Instead, the selection of these fee office operators was based on an old political patronage system. Politicians from both parties allowed this system to grow. These offices became a way to reward political friends and contributors, not a way to deliver the best services to Missourians. And let me make one thing very clear. Yesterday's action, the era of licensed patronage ends today. Six of Missouri's 183 fee offices have now been put up for competitive bid, and all the others will follow in the weeks and months to come. The action signals a new way in which essential government services will be provided. I would now like to turn this over to Director Designee Mitchell so she can explain how the Department of Revenue, working with the Office of Administration, will assess these competitive administer and assess these competitive bids, and then I'll be available for your questions. Karen.
As Governor Nixon said, the RFP was released yesterday. It is available online. Just a couple points about the RFP that I think are particularly important. There is a point matrix system that we're going to be using to evaluate the bids once those are received. That point matrix system emphasizes what is important to Governor Nixon, specifically his vision that this be a system that emphasizes customer service and efficiency for the people of the state of Missouri. So 45 points of the point structure, the most points of any of the individual items, will be for efficiency of the operation. Next, there will be 30 points available for financial stability, reliability, and past performance of the individual applicants. There will be 5 points available for whether there is a civic organization or a not-for-profit involved. 5 points available for MBE, WBE, in other words, if there is a minority or women-owned business involved. And there will also be, for the first time, 5 points awarded for an agreement to return some of the monies that are received at the fee office, these fees that are generated, to the state. That then, depending on what we see in that process, there will be, in some cases, an opportunity for an oral presentation where up to 10 additional points can be awarded. So that's essentially how the evaluation process will work. To give you an idea of the timing, as the governor said, the RFPs went out yesterday. There is a 5-week time period for return of the bids to the Office of Administration. Those will be opened at 2 p.m. on the day that they are returned. Then the evaluation process, based on that point structure I just mentioned, will begin. Depending on how many bids are received, and how complicated those bids are, it could take a couple of weeks to do that evaluation. Then the bid will be awarded. After that, we will offer training here in Jefferson City for the successful bidder. That training will be the following week, and it's a 5-day training period. And then the facility will open as quickly as possible after that. So that's a brief overview of how we see this system working. Well, I can give you an approximation. Again, it will depend on how many bids we receive, how long the evaluation process takes, particularly with these very big facilities, and some of these facilities in this first week are big facilities, and we could have numerous bidders. So we're guessing probably about 8 weeks would be the time range for the first of these bids to be awarded.
Karen, can you talk about the first two-point categories again? Describe what those are, 45 and 35?
Sure. The first of those is efficiency of operation, and it will take into consideration such things as hours. As Governor Nixon has indicated, making these offices available to people, working people during hours that make it easy for them to get in and get what they need done is a factor that we're going to consider. The facility, they're going to have to give us information about the layout of the facility, that sort of thing. They have to provide us with information on how they're going to evaluate their own customer service. That will be a part of this point process. How they're going to safeguard inventory, that sort of thing. So there are a number of different factors that will be in that first efficiency of operation consideration. And then the personal qualifications. Again, we're going to look at the experience of the individual, their financial stability. There will be folks who currently have these offices that will be bidding. There will be folks who have had offices in the past who will be bidding, and we will be looking at that as well. So those are the types of factors we would be looking at.
And I just want to make sure these people who currently hold these offices,
they are not excluded. They can bid just like anyone else. Everyone can bid. And all 183 of these offices will be openly bid. Yes. Yes.
Those will be rebid
as well. All 183 will be rebid, with the exception of the one that is a state-run office here in Jefferson City. After the decision is made, everything will be open, yes.
I ran for governor because I was confident we could bring about change in our government, and this was an area that, quite frankly, was simply calling out for change. We want to make sure that patronage will play no role in deciding about these essential services, and I'm fully confident that Director Mitchell will be able to accomplish this. These will be in a rolling process, so it will take some period of time. I'm also now asking Missouri General Assembly to pass legislation that will ensure that these important offices will continue to be competitively bid for generations to come. There is absolutely no reason to go back to a system after we make these changes, and we look forward to working with members of the legislature in a bipartisan way to put a stamp of permanence on this process so that we can continue to have these essential services provided in a cost-effective, efficient way, absent the political patronage which has so dominated this area of government in the past. Any other questions for me? We certainly hope not. We expect those that have contracts and obligations with the state to continue them. One of the ones that closed during this process was Mexico, so it was moved to up on the list to get done here. But we're hopeful that the folks that have these offices will continue them in this interim. They're essential state services that we require people to access, and we're hopeful that everyone will work through us with us through this. Significant change. Yeah, Chad.
Has anybody walked
off the job? I've had people walking on the job the last 2 days.
No,
not that I'm aware of. Yeah. They're geographically split. They're a pretty large number of contributions. Of transactions here. They cover all areas of the state, and I think they. Point out what we're trying to do. So we're trying to get the most, in essence, kind of get going to the most transactions relatively quickly. Scott and the folks from the Department of Revenue will have a chart here that they can show you afterwards that kind of lays out where they are, that gives some sense as to the number of those transactions, and we're trying to get as many transactions done, Karen will, as possible.
But they were not predetermined to
vision in some way? No. Karen has.
Well, it's a question I ask her.
Well, there is a reality here in terms of if we had significant turnover in these offices, we will have to train these folks. And what we don't want is a situation where efficiency and the availability of these services are hindered in any way by the process that we use. So we've worked with the professionals over at the Department of Revenue who have worked in this area for a number of years and talked to them, and their belief was doing it in a rolling fashion where we could assure good training for whoever comes in was the best way to approach it. And that's why we did not just go out and do 183 of them at the same time and then attempt to get them all opened and up and running in an efficient fashion. We have a tentative schedule. We have not made it public because, frankly, I think there will be some adjustments that have to be made as we go forward and see how this first week and second week work. So at this point, we'll be announcing probably about a week in advance what's coming next, and then they'll be posted on a weekly basis on the website. We'll have it. Our current goal is to have it done within this year.
That's paying the taxpayers, not the politicians.
Okay, we're paying to the government.
The people are paying the fees to the government. The government keeping a portion of those fees that people pay so that we can use those for services has absolutely nothing to do with political patronage. We did give that some of those things some thought. Just didn't think at this particular time with the challenges we face in this particular economic climate that adding employees at this particular point was going to be something that would be the way. So we did talk about that, about whether that was an option. But we think that at least in the first phase here that this will certainly be more efficient without having to add employees for the state. I would refer to you to the bidding form on the web, or they'll make a copy available here. We want to provide these systems these services efficiently and effectively. We want to have an open, competitive bidding process. We are in the process of trying to get the best services possible, so we don't have the requirements that they had in the past on that regard. Certainly. No, I believe it all the time. I mean, we're working through all sorts of e-commerce capacities for state government, not just in this area, but in others. And we'll have ongoing projects all the time. We certainly hope that as the months and years move forward, many, many more Missourians will be able to transact many, many more transactions that they have in this area and many others on the web. So we've got a number of projects that we are looking at to make government more efficient and effective.
How long will the winners of the bid go?
Go ahead.
The RFP calls for a one-year contract with three one-year renewals possible at the discretion of the department. So under the current RFP, it could be as long as 4 years.
I want to also thank the members of the legislature that have been helpful in this. We have some of those who have joined with us today, and others from both sides of the aisle folks have been helpful in giving us some ideas, and we look forward to working with the legislature to get a meaningful piece of legislation passed during this session to like I say, put a permanency stamp on this process. Sure. Yeah, I signed commissions on the acting the department director's contemporaneous just a few days ago, and Karen has a commission as acting as Department of Revenue head at this point.
But all of the ones who are acting directors,
right.
You're essentially able to run the department's staff.
essentially. There are a couple that are that we're going to wait just a week or two on because of moving their families here and all that sort of stuff. So we've got a couple of folks that are acting in a shorter run, but all of the cabinet designees will be appointed and acting. We just don't have a couple of them. Got young kids and whatnot. They're moving here, and we didn't want to move those to the Senate until they were here. Sure. I have an acting insurance director. We're in the process of completing. We'll have an announcement on that very, very soon. We feel very good about. We've narrowed our candidate list on that one down to one, and we're completing all of the background information that's necessary. On when you're head of financial transactions for the state, the background process there is a little more cumbersome than some of the others, just because of that department now has control over not only insurance but also state banking and license boards, and we're just finishing the background part of that process. Yeah. Sure. I mean, those are all public. It's all public information.
Question for Mark Mitchell. Is there going to be any efficiency point? Some of these offices are run by multiple people. That was like in the last administration, they had multiple appointments. Will there be any favorability for that because they are running multiple systems or multiple offices?
No, I don't think that's specifically a factor that we're looking at. But
all right. Thank you. Yeah, Tony. Sure.
You mentioned your efforts on e-commerce. Are you using now the continued find views from the Missouri Accountability Portal and the new email system that the previous government had installed for the
government? At this point, we're continuing to use both of those, and we'll review the the portal, I think, is a good place for people to get information. We look at continuing to provide Missourians access to its information, and we'll look and are continuing on the same policy that shift over there. But we're going to look at some longer term solutions on picking up some efficiency on the retention. But no, in both the short run and perhaps the long run, we're keeping those in place. Sure. Sure. No, I don't. I mean, we're focused at this point. I don't have a position on that. I haven't been fully briefed up. We're focused on moving government along efficiently, creating jobs, and a few other things. And I have not had time yet to look at that that issue. I'm sure we'll. One last question. I got to roll. Sure. Well, we're getting political patronage out of a license fee office. It's been a backwater of political patronage in the state for far too long. This is a big and substantial step. Now is the time to take that step to say in a clear way that an open bid process for public services is a way to do this. It's just time to have the credibility of this essential service be one based on the competence of the people providing it, not on their closeness of their political relationships with people in office. Thank you all very much.